Welcome to Gospel Truth with Andrew Womack, a teaching ministry that emphasizes God's unconditional love and grace. And now, here's Andrew.
Welcome to our Wednesday's broadcast of the Gospel Truth. Today, I'm nearing the end of a series that I've been doing for 4 weeks on the subject of destiny, how you can fulfill your destiny. And I tell you, I'm excited about this. I know what this has done for me personally, and we've got so many testimonies. As a matter of fact, one of the products that we've been offering for the last 4 weeks is this Destiny Series, Volume 1. And there are, I think, either 4 or 5 different testimonies, 7 people that have discovered what God has called them to do. And I tell you, the joy, the peace, the satisfaction that they are receiving, plus there is no way for you to reach your full potential doing anything other than what God ordained you to do. And these people are now making a worldwide impact. They are changing people's lives. And I'm really excited about this because I believe that God has a destiny for every single person. And it's not fate that is going to make it come to pass. God doesn't sovereignly move you into it. It's not something that's automatic. You have to pursue the things of God in order to have them work out in your life. You know, my personal testimony is that God has led me and He's revealed Himself to me, and I praise God for that. But there has been effort on my part. I have to pursue the things of God. It's never easy. Following God is like swimming upstream. And most people are kind of just floating on a raft, on an inner tube, going downstream and letting the circumstances of life just push them whatever direction they want to go. What I'm saying is counter to that whole thing. God has a plan for you, but you have to pursue it. It takes effort on your part. It doesn't take you earning it. That's not what I'm talking about, by you just doing everything perfectly. But when God shows you things, you have to obey and you have to go against the public opinion. And I guarantee you, following God, if you went back through the Bible and took just like, you know, the Exodus from the land of Egypt when the children of Israel came out, if that would have been a democracy and if they would have just been taking votes, they never would have left Egypt. They certainly would have returned back 100 times over. The things that God leads us to do are never going to, get the full approval, public approval. You're going to be going counterculture, and there's going to take effort on your part, and there's going to be persecution and rejection and looking like that you're going to just be totally destroyed. But if it was truly God leading you, God will make you come out smelling like a rose, and God's plans for your life will be better than your plans for your life. We've been talking about all of these things. On our program yesterday, I began to share out of Psalms chapter 37, and I specifically focused on verse 4, where it says, "Delight yourself also in the Lord, and He shall give thee the desires of thine heart." And I spent quite a bit of time yesterday showing that this doesn't mean He'll just give you whatever you desire. Like if your desire is totally contrary to the Word, you want a new wife or a new husband, or you want to go get into pornography, or you want to go steal something and get away with it. God's not going to give you those kind of desires. This isn't saying that God will just fulfill your lust and give you a $10 million home and a $120,000 car. That's not what this is talking about. This is saying that when you delight yourself in the Lord, He will put His desires in your heart, and He will lead you through your desires. Now that is powerful. And you know, that is a great truth. Now, some of you are going to just immediately be skeptical of this because the way that I was brought up in the Baptist church. They didn't really preach the baptism of the Holy Spirit and being led by the Holy Spirit. But they did teach basically that we were all sinful in our nature, and that we had to constantly just keep down this evil nature that was on the inside of us. And I remember being taught, this was one of the things that when I was a young person and I was trying to figure out how do you hear the voice of God, one of the things that they taught, and this was an exact quote from the church that I grew up in, they said, "Whatever you want to do, do the exact opposite, and that's usually God." And I was actually told that. And you know what? Let me say this, that's true for a carnal Christian. There's a lot of scriptures that talk about this, about that the carnal mind is not subject to the law of God, neither indeed can be. That there is a war between our flesh and between our born-again spirit. And I will grant you this, that the true nature of man, just by themselves, fallen human nature, is against the things of God. Selfish people will always promote themselves and hurt other people, whereas Jesus said, you turn the other cheek, and if they take something from you, give them even more. Love people. Don't render evil for evil. And the things of God are diametrically opposed to the natural human fallen nature. I will grant you that. But here's where I believe that statement, see, falls down, is that when a person gets born again, you get a new nature. And you get changed in your heart. And in your heart, you now have love and joy and peace and all of these things. And you don't have to stay carnal. You don't have to stay in a state that is constantly opposed to God. As you delight yourself in the Lord and start seeking God, I believe that you can get to a place to where you are having God's desires in your heart. Now, I'm not saying that we ever just get to a place to where you don't have this propensity or a temptation to be selfish and to do evil things. I'm not saying that you get to a place of sinless perfection to where there is no such thing as temptation. But I am saying that you can get to a place to where you are more into God than you are more into the world. And you can get to a place to where when you are delighting yourself in the Lord, He puts His desires in your heart. And so it's wrong to say that just whatever you want to do, do the opposite, and that's God. That is true if you are a lost person or if you are a carnal Christian. But if you become a spiritual Christian, a person who is seeking God and has the Word of God working on the inside of him, you can reach a place to where God will start supernaturally putting His desires in your heart, changing the desires of your heart, and you can do those things that you want to do. Here's an example of what I'm talking about. You know, when we go and hold our gospel truth seminars, we're always advertising for our Bible college because I believe it's the number one way that we have of really impacting people and seeing their lives transformed. I mean, we've got thousands of testimonies of it. And anyway, we're always advertising and trying to encourage people to pray about it and make the decision if God leads them to come to Bible school. And I have had, I don't think I'd be exaggerating to say hundreds of people come up to me and say, Andrew, if I could just do what I wanted to do, I could guarantee you I'd quit my job. I'd move to Colorado Springs. I would come to Caris Bible College. They say, I want to do this with all of my heart. And then I ask them, I say, so why don't you? Well, I'm just not sure it's God. I just am not sure that that's really God. And I've tried to reason with people so many times, I just got tired of doing it. I got frustrated. So here's the way that I now respond when people say something like that. And they say, this is what I want to do. If I just could do what I wanted to do, I'd be at Caris Bible College, but I'm not sure it's God. I've now gotten to the place that I'll just start saying, well, I understand what you're saying. It could be the devil that has put it in your heart to come to Bible school and to sit under the Word 4 hours a day, 5 days a week for 2 years, devote yourself completely to God. That sounds like this might be the devil that has put this desire in your heart. And you know, when I say that, most of the time people, they're just shocked and they look at me and they think, well, you know what? The devil wouldn't give me this desire. That must be God putting this desire on my heart. And that's exactly the point that I'm making. See, people sit there and they think, oh, this is what I want to do, but I'm just not sure it's God. Why do you automatically think that the things that you want to do aren't godly? Well, a lot of it comes from past experience because prior to being born again, every one of us had lust and desires that weren't godly, and we now know that they were totally wrong. They were sinful. They were demonic. And so we've got to a place to where we don't trust our own desires. But you know what? As you mature in the Lord, and again, this is a huge if, but if you are delighting yourself in the Lord, if God is the number one love of your life. And if you are seeking God, then this scripture, Psalms chapter 37, verse 4, says God will put His desires into your heart. And if you are truly a spiritual Christian that is seeking God, then you can follow those desires that are in your heart. And this is one of the ways that God leads you into fulfilling your destiny. Here's another way of saying this. Let me apply this to you. There are some of you that are working a dead-end job. You hate your job. You don't enjoy it. You're one of those that when you get up on Monday, it's blue Monday because you got to go to work. And as you get towards the end of the week, you start yelling out, "Thank God it's Friday," and you're excited about being off from work because you don't enjoy your work. It's not fulfilling. You hate it, and yet you have to do it in order to put bread on the table or whatever. You know what? There's one of two things going on right there. Either, number one, you are somehow or another allowing Satan to corrupt you. You've given place to the devil, and he's just out to destroy your life. And because of this, nothing would be satisfying to you. Now, that's one option. Or if you truly love God, and if you are seeking God with your whole heart, and if you are delighting yourself in the Lord, and you hate that job you're in, then you know what? God doesn't want you there. There is a holy dissatisfaction on the inside of you. And there may be some of you sitting there praying and saying, "Oh God, please help me to love this job and please help me to get my attitude straight." And sometimes it is true that we have just given place to the devil and Satan has made us dissatisfied with everything. You wouldn't be pleased with anything. And sometimes it's not what's out there. It's just all internal. You aren't satisfied because you aren't in relationship with God. And so if that's it, you need to fix that. But with some of you, there are some of you that the reason you have a dissatisfaction and that you aren't fulfilled and you don't feel like your life is making a difference is because it isn't. You aren't doing what God has called you to do. There is a holy dissatisfaction. And God, through the desires of your heart, is turning you away from something and trying to point you in a new direction. And you, because of fear, you've got security here, and you're afraid to step out. You're afraid to get out of the boat. You want to walk on the water, but you don't want to get out of the boat. You don't want to leave the security of the boat. It's not going to work until you take a step of faith and get out of the boat and start walking on the water. I'm telling you, with some of you, if you are truly seeking the Lord, if your heart is right, if you feel the love of God and you know that you have a good relationship with God, and yet you hate that job that you're in, you hate the direction that your life is going, it is not satisfying to you. This is one of the ways that God leads you, is through the desires of your heart. That's simple. That's not complicated. But I think that because of past failures where we were doing what we wanted to, we have just basically, many people have written this off that, well, I don't care how strongly I want to do something, you know, I just don't think that I should ever indulge my own desires. Well, if you're a carnal Christian, true. But if you're a spiritual Christian seeking the Lord, you need to get hold of this truth that when you delight yourself in the Lord, God puts His desires in your heart and then follow those desires. And this is how God leads you. You know, there was a time in 1980 when I was moving my mother from Arlington, Texas, up here to Colorado, and she went to work for us and for about, I don't know, 20 years or so, opened up our mail and worked for us and did things. And anyway, I was moving my mother from Arlington, Texas, up here to Colorado, and I loaded up all of her goods in a rental truck. And I was driving, she was driving her car behind me, and we traveled for about, I think it was 15 or 17 hours trip coming up here. And as we were driving, I had a trip planned to Guatemala. Now, I had already been there before, and I ministered in a Bible school, and we had tremendous results. And so it was such a good deal that they asked me to come back. I was excited about going back. I'd already made my plans. I'd bought the airline tickets. We had our itinerary set, and it was only a month or two away from the time that I was supposed to be back in Guatemala. But as I was driving this truck for my mother, and I thought about going to Guatemala, I had a great time the first time. I had been excited about it, but all of a sudden, I mean, just like somebody flipped a switch on the inside of me, I did not want to go back to Guatemala. I mean, I just didn't like the idea. It all of a sudden lost all of its appeal, and all I could think of is, I do not want to go there. Now, I'm aware that I can still have carnal desires and carnal thoughts. And so when I first lost all of my desire to go on this trip that had already been planned, and I mean, the people in Guatemala were making plans. They had advertised it. I'd advertised it. When I first had this desire to just cancel the trip, my first thought was that, you know, this may just be me. Maybe I'm tired of traveling. Maybe I just want to stay home for a while. Maybe this is a totally carnal thing and this isn't God. So what I did as I was driving that truck for about 15 hours, moving my mother up here to Colorado, I just started praying in tongues and worshiping God and focusing my mind on God. I put in praise and worship music and I just got to worshiping God. And the more I got my heart set on God, the more focused on God I got, the more I put God first, the more I hated the thought of going to Guatemala. And I mean, for 15 hours, 17 hours, whatever it was, I prayed in tongues. I worshiped the Lord. I prayed about this. And the more focused on God I got, the more convinced I got that I was not supposed to go to Guatemala. So anyway, based on that, basically on this verse that I've been using, delight yourself also in the Lord, and He shall give you the desires of your heart. I noticed such a dramatic change in my desires that I didn't want to go to Guatemala that I called up the people and I canceled the meeting. And when I did it, they had already put out advertisement. There was already people that were planning on coming. And they said, you can't do this. And I said, but I've got to do it. And they said, well, why? Did God tell you not to come? I said, and, you know, it wasn't like I heard a voice saying, thou shalt not go to Guatemala. And so I wouldn't lie about it and say God specifically told me. It wasn't like I was commanded not to go. I just lost my desire. And I took that as the leading of the Lord. And so I told him, I said, well, I can't say for sure that God told me not to go, but I just lost my desire. I don't want to go. I'm canceling because I don't want to come. And of course, these people took that in a negative way and thought I was rejecting them or something. And you know what? I never got asked back. That was my last. I only went there that one time. And when I canceled the second time, they never asked me back. And it wasn't a positive deal. And, you know, it was hard for me because I said, I don't have a reason. I said, I love you guys. I'm not against anything, but I just don't want to go. And so I did that just in obedience to this verse and what God has taught me about how He leads me. And so I did it. And did you know that we already had our plane tickets bought and everything? And the plane that I would have flown on the way back, it landed in Mexico City. And then it left from Mexico City and was headed towards Dallas-Fort Worth. As it took off from Mexico City, it crashed and killed all 169 people on board that plane. And I would have been on there if I hadn't have followed the desires of my heart. That's how God spoke to me. And that's how God saved my life. You know, the scripture says in John chapter 16, it says that God will show you, the Holy Spirit, when He has come, will show you things to come. The Holy Spirit will show you things in advance. And I'm convinced that the Holy Spirit is no respecter of persons, is what it says in Romans chapter 2. He doesn't treat me differently or better than He treats other people. God speaks to every one of us. And the Holy Spirit is trying to give us guidance. He knows what's coming. But you know what? Many times we just dismiss these thoughts and these desires as, well, that's just me. And we don't recognize it's God. It's true that you have a carnal part to you, a part that is human and a part that has been fallen and that can be led astray. And you can't trust every thought and every desire. But you also have a spiritual part of you that knows all things, is what it says in 1 John chapter 2 and verse 20. You have the mind of Christ. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 16. And you have a part of you, the spiritual part of you, that does know the right things and that does have a set of feelings and emotions. Galatians chapter 5, verses 22 and 23 says, "The fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, and temperance." Man, your spirit has emotions and it feels grieved. The Scripture talks about, "Grieve not the Holy Spirit of God, whereby ye are sealed unto the day of redemption." You can grieve the Spirit within you. You can feel peace about something or turmoil. You can have your spirit can bear witness, and just instantly you know something is true. And on the other hand, your spirit can be grieved and just know that there's something wrong with this. And I believe that the Holy Spirit is showing every one of us things all of the time, but most people have just totally rejected any confidence in their own desires. And they, because again, of many past experiences where our desires were wrong, we've just totally trashed all of them and said, "I can't trust what I want to do." If you aren't seeking God, that's true. But if you are seeking God, if you are delighting yourself in the Lord, I'm telling you that you can start going by the desires of your heart. And I can guarantee you that there are people watching this program right now that you have had to face some kind of a decision. Could be about a career, could be about marriage. It could be about, you know, it could just be anything. Any decision that you had this choice in front of you, and your heart, your desire was leading you one way, but everybody else's opinion, wisdom, all of the dominant counsel that you were getting led you in another direction. And so you went with your head and not with your heart. And after tragedy, after a train wreck, after you see that this didn't work out, you came back and said, "I knew in my heart this is not what I wanted to do." And yet, every one of you have experienced that. And I'm telling you that that was God giving you the desires of your heart. If I hadn't have listened to the desires of my heart, you would have never seen me on television. This ministry would have been over. I would have died in that airplane crash. But God spoke to me. How many other people has God spoken to, but they went ahead and didn't go by what the desires of their heart was? They didn't have any confidence that they could trust their own heart and what it felt like doing. And so they went ahead and just went with their head, and they went ahead into destruction, and people have been killed, and people have made the wrong decisions, and on and on and on it goes. I'm telling you, brothers and sisters, I'm making a big deal out of this. Some of you might think I'm belaboring the point, but I'm trying to get across that in my estimation, outside of me, first of all, being a living sacrifice to God and then renewing my mind, probably the most practical and the most dominant way that God gives me direction is by just the desires of my heart. Now, this puts a responsibility on me and on you that we need to truly put first the kingdom of God and make sure that we're delighting ourselves in the Lord and that we aren't out here spending our time in things that feed the flesh and entice us and cause lust in us. But if you are truly putting God first and seeking God, then you should trust those desires that are in your heart. You know, I've got a lot more to share on this. I've got some other great examples. These are some of the most important things that God has shown me, and I think this would help you. So please stay tuned. Join us again tomorrow as we continue the gospel truth. Also, listen as our announcer gives you information about how you can get this exact teaching on how to fulfill your destiny.
We're happy to announce that Destiny Stories, Volume 1, is now available. Contained on one powerful DVD are the stories of real people who dared to believe that God had an exciting destiny for their lives. You'll be inspired and transformed as you hear their stories. Destiny Stories is available for a gift of any amount. Request DVD T3006D. Andrew's teachings played a central role in each of these Destiny Stories. Today, we're offering Andrew's four-part teaching titled, How to Fulfill Your Destiny. This teaching will help you discover your God-given destiny and teach you to walk in it. It's available on either CD or DVD for a gift of any amount. Request CD album T1051C or DVD album T1051D when you contact us. Your gifts help Andrew bring the almost too good to be true news of the gospel into countless homes every day. The fourth teaching in the CD album titled Following the Desires of Your Heart is also available for a gift of any amount. We encourage everyone to give, but if you're simply unable to afford it, Andrew and his partners will provide this fourth teaching free of charge. Request teaching THT122C when you write or call, and we'll be pleased to send it to you. You can use your credit card to order by telephone. Our helpline number is 719-635-1111. Helpline hours are from 4 a.m. until 9:30 p.m. Mountain Time. Again, that number is 719-635-1111. Or you can reach us through our website, where you can order ministry materials online at awmi.net. If you prefer to write to us, our address is Andrew Womack Ministries, P.O. Box 3333, Colorado Springs, 80934. We appreciate your generosity. We hope to hear from you today. Coming to Caris Bible College this fall, the School of Worship and Music Ministry with Charlie and Jill LeBlanc.
The blending of our ministries together, what a joy for us, because to work with a ministry like Andrew and Jamie that love God's Word and they love worship. Let the Word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing in psalms and hymns and in spiritual songs. The teaching of the Word of God that we've sat under in the Andrew's ministry has really influenced our writing so much.
We have just added a brand new dynamic to our Caris Bible College, and that is that Charlie and Jill LeBlanc, who have been traveling with me for many years, and they have now joined up with our Caris Bible College to open up a school of worship and music ministry. And I tell you, they are powerful. And there's just so many things that they've learned in like 30-something years of ministry that they're going to be able to impart into people's lives.
New this fall at Caris Bible College, the School of Worship and Music Ministry with Charlie and Jill LeBlanc. Call or write for more information. We'd like to point out Andrew's upcoming speaking schedule. He'll be in Raleigh, North Carolina for a Gospel Truth Seminar this week, June 11th through the 13th, and in Colorado Springs for the annual Summer Family Bible Conference, June 29th through July 3rd. He'll also be in Durant, Oklahoma, July 30th and 31st, in Boston, Massachusetts for a Gospel Truth Seminar, August 6th through the 8th, and in Little Rock, Arkansas, August 28th through the 30th. For more details on Andrew's next meeting in your area, call our helpline or visit our website at awmi.net.
We're getting close to our Summer Family Bible Conference. It's going to be on June the 29th through July the 3rd, and it's going to be a great time for the whole family. We have children's ministry. We have it set up so that there are our CBC classes in the morning, but the afternoons are off, and then evening meetings. It's just a great time, and I believe that it could be a vacation for you and your whole family. The children will be blessed. So make plans to join me June the 29th through July the 3rd for our Summer Family Bible Conference.
Be sure to tune in tomorrow for more Gospel Truth.